T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a little foreshadowing.
I'm still conflicted about the Sopranos ending, although the farther I get away, I'm like, oh, that was appropriate. But I wanted more. I remember when that happened, I'm like, I wanted more at the time.
You wanted more at the time, you right?
Mm-hmm. The Seinfeld one, I felt like I got it better than a lot of people did right when
so
it happened.
So you got it right away.
I thought, okay, I like this because they're all terrible.
Sure.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I got it. Mm-hmm. But I understand right away, people are like, how could this end like this? So the further away you get from some, they are more satisfying than in the moment a lot of times, I think.
Yeah, no, I think the Seinfeld one for me makes more sense today than it did 20 years ago, 21 years ago when the finale actually aired, whether it was 1999, I think it was. 1998 was the finale of Seinfeld, and here we are in 2019, so we're like 20 years, 21 years removed from the finale of Seinfeld. Can you believe that, right? So I watch Seinfeld probably on a daily basis. There's at least one episode of Seinfeld in my life every single day. And I found myself, like, I don't want to say studying Seinfeld, but I watch it in a different way than I did 20-some years ago watching Seinfeld. You watch it as a 30-minute sitcom and got away from it. Now, I watch every episode of Seinfeld with the finale in my mind.
True.
And I see something in every single episode that I watch that makes that finale better and better and better and better every single step of the way, because I didn't realize it at the time when I was watching Seinfeld. They're four of the worst people on earth. I mean, they are self-centered, into themselves, pieces of slime, right? Like these people
and
are
scum.
And
a show like that, you, or any show, really, you want to be on the side of the characters,
right,
for the most part. If you watch the whole thing, hate watching from the get-go,
sure,
that show wouldn't have lasted very long.
It really
right?
wouldn't have. And so you watch that last episode.
A chance, and then you got to the end, you're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they are really pieces of crap.
These guys are all despicable.
I mean, they are the worst human beings on earth. I mean, you go back and you look at everything that they did and how it all led up to that final episode, and then when you watched the final episode at that time, you were in love with Jerry and Elaine. You loved George Costanza. You loved Kramer. Like, there wasn't a hateable character on Seinfeld. And then you watch the finale, and then watch every episode after you've seen the finale, and you realize these are some low-life people, man. Like they are really into themselves. And I think if you watch the finale of Seinfeld first and then watched every episode after that, you probably wouldn't have the same liking and appreciation for the show that I have for it and that everybody had for it, because you watch these people and you didn't realize at the time that they were the most self-centered, looking out for each other human beings on the place on planet Earth. And that's what the final episode did. It showed that light and to tell us what these people were really about. So I'm with you. I like the Seinfeld episode now a hell of a lot more today than I did, you know, when it happened 21 years ago now, because it brought everything together. It tied it all in, and it let us know what exactly we were watching, and really did a good job of putting a bow on it like we've never seen a series do. And you're right with the Sopranos episode. When that happened, you sat there and you wanted more and more and more and more and more. But now I kind of think, like, you're just kind of left with your own conclusion now, you know, like you just kind of figure it out yourself, you know.
And leaving wanting more is good.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't have to put a bow on the end of something.
Sometimes you don't.
And it also leads you to be able to do a movie at some point in time or whatever.
Exactly. You know? And how long do you want? How long do you leave people wanting more for? I mean, here we are, what? 12 years removed from Sopranos, and people are still saying that.
I mean,
want more.
I've watched plenty of shows where
they're getting a prequel.
Should have ended much sooner, right? Mm-hmm. They didn't. So I would rather have the ending where you go, man, they could have done another season.
Sure.
That'd have been cool.
Yeah. The Office was not one of those.
No. And I found, and somebody said the Friends had a good ending. I don't think I ever watched it.
Yeah, I was
done
Friends
about, I was about two seasons too long for me.
Yeah.
I've watched bits of Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. I thought were pretty good, but I'm like, okay, I've kind of seen, it's like the same thing over and over and over and over again.
Which right.
It's a sitcom. And that one's just coming to an end now, I believe.
Sure.
And I'm like,
sure.
God, I was out on that a couple years ago. So most of the time I find I I don't make it to the finish, or I limp to the finish. Like, I've watched this show. I've invested a lot of time. Let's see where this thing goes. Like The Office, mm-hmm. and I'm like, ugh. And then Ryan told me to watch it again, and I did watch it again. I'm like, yeah. It still didn't hold up. But you know, I think a lot of them do end correctly. But then I think it's cool too that if you leave it a little open ended, maybe you can dovetail into some other avenues from it.
And maybe you can. Like, I thought the final episode of Cheers wasn't all that good, but the final scene was remarkable. The final scene of Cheers was about as artistic as possible. Yeah. Sorry, we're closed, lights out, and you show the outside and the wind just whipping, and he pats Coach on the head as he walks out, you know, the Native American statue that they have there, or the picture, you know, fixes the picture of Coach and makes sure that, you know, that represents him at the end of that as well. I thought that the final scene of Cheers was as good as you can get. The episode felt rushed and put together. Woody gets married and moves away. Great, fantastic, whatever.
But the final
scene is money in the bank. I don't know, in my opinion, besides maybe Sopranos, that there's been a better final scene of a television show than what we saw in the final episode of Cheers.
I mean, besides Love Boat.
Love Boat, of
your
course,
chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue, if you remember the fantasy pick to pop. And the PGA champ goes all boss. Next.
Let it go, man.
Fesco in the morning.
Your chance to win Smokehouse Barbecue. It is the fantasy pick to pop. Friday at 6:15, we made our weekend predictions based on the PGA Championship. We picked our winners. You tell us who had the best finish. We made a pick for you, Bob, when you're gone.
I see that pick. Yeah. I would not have taken that pick.
Bull.
Yeah.
Liar.
I would have taken Koepka. Is who I would have taken.
Well, you were picking third, so no. You would not.
So I would not have had a choice. No. It was already gone.
No, you were getting Tiger or
Yang. No, I would have done Yang. Yeah.
You tell us who had the best fantasy pick. You can win a gift pack to Smokehouse Barbecue, $50 gift card, and assorted sauces and spices. Dave and Olathe. Dave, can you tell us who had the best fantasy weekend?
Ryan, wire to wire, Brooks. Capella or whatever the guy's name is.
Exactly. We'll give it to you. Brooks Capella.
Brooks Acapella.
What were you asking me earlier, Ryan, about golf? Is that the key play? Brooks Koepka winning, and I go, nobody cares about Brooks Capella. They really don't. Nobody cares.
We drove home that point, didn't we?
Look, if it's not Tiger Woods winning, nobody cares about golf. I hate saying that.
It's a Koepka coronation.
You know, a Koepka coronation.
The Koepka coronation.
With a K, probably.
The only thing people are talking about from that golf tournament is the fact that Brooks Koepka would not kiss his girlfriend on the walk to the golf course yesterday. That is the only thing that people are talking about from that golf tournament yesterday. Tiger goes out and wins the Masters. We're breaking down golf like we're experts at it, Josh. You know, Brooks Koepka goes out and wins, what was it yesterday, the U.S. Championship?
PGA
Championship. And nobody knows the guy's name, but we do know that he did not kiss his girlfriend on the walk to the first tee box yesterday, and she was not happy about it at
women
all.
Women weaken legs.
I mean, my goodness, was she not happy,
she was not happy
about that,
not, happy.
Not getting a kiss. And I'm watching that yesterday. It's all over the Twitter. If you haven't seen this thing yet, it's fantastic. He's walking out to the first hole yesterday, and she offers to give him a kiss for luck, and he says something under his breath, and I don't know what it is. And she turns and has this scowl of death on her face and proceeds to walk like five paces in front of him.
Arms folded.
Yeah, like the whole.
Trying to figure out, like, do I just dip? Like, yeah. just get out of the shot?
Sure.
Or do I just keep marching on but have a really upset look on my face?
Yeah, because I think she's upset for a couple of reasons. Number one, she clearly wanted the world to know, this is my man, ladies. Don't get out here and try to put your claws into him. He is already taken by me. And number two, she was also wanting to do it to get on television, too. I mean, because the TV cameras were all right there in their face, walking in front of him as he's walking out to the first hole. And she wanted to be seen on TV kissing Brooks Koepka to show all the other women out there that he is a marked man. He is taken, and nobody can have him. And then he totally rebuffs her on television and causing, I would think, embarrassment by her at that point in time, where she's trying to give him
sure.
a kiss, and
yeah.
he says no.
No one would have thought anything. Gives her a little peck, and they keep walking.
Right.
She goes in, and he kind of goes, eh. And she spins.
He says something.
Oh, yeah. There was that something muttered.
Right.
And then and she stomps off, and it's, oh, man, it is icy.
It really is. It is. Wow. It is a great video. It is a great watch. And like, then, looking at this is unbelievable. She is pissed.
And then afterwards, you notice she went for the hands. She got the hands on the face, pulled them in, and gave them.
Oh,
push.
I didn't see that. Yeah. Oh, did
there
it?
Was there was she was having the post game.
Uh-huh.
The post game kiss.
Was there any reciprocation of his kissing back?
Yeah,
or anything?
Yeah, it did. But I mean, she all but grabbed his ears and ripped planted one on him.
Did she try to, like, did he move his head around, yeah, trying to get out of the way of this, yeah, thing, letting everybody know that he is not tied down,
like,
to her?
Nah.
Yeah, like as a kid, yeah, ah, come on, like, grandma's trying to lick your face.
Yeah,
you
so know? that was the highlight of the round. But maybe he should have kissed her. I mean, he's +4 in his final round, nearly choked this,
sure,
thing after having a 7-stroke lead. So maybe next time he's, you know, a little more attentive before he tees off.
Maybe, because he did. He almost John
he
Vandeveld this
he
thing, right?
Distracted himself. Everybody thought he's locked. Oh, he's locked. Look at he's locked in.
Locked in. No,
no, he about choked this thing away.
He was definitely not locked in on that one yet. Maybe she put kind of a hex curse on him because he didn't give her a kiss, and that's why she looked so nasty afterwards.
Could be. Also, this weekend, did you see the dude that tried to knock down Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Did I see the dude? Of course I saw the dude. How many times did I watch the dude?
I know,
dude,
the
right?
Flying drop kick of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold didn't even move. Like this guy comes flying from the back and drop kicks, or tries to drop kick Arnold Schwarzenegger. The guy who kicked him went down like a ton of bricks, and Arnold Schwarzenegger just thought it was somebody pushing up against him as he was in a crowd of people doing a live Snapchat. And that was the thing that Arnold was, like, I guess, most upset about, is that he had to kind of stop the live video that everybody was watching because he got kind of bumped from behind. But I think that guy that hit Arnold Schwarzenegger, Josh, was in worse shape than Arnold Schwarzenegger was in yesterday. I think that guy went down in a heap yesterday. You don't mess with the Terminator, my man.
I mean, is that... C-Dot always says, you know, shoot your shot. Was that this guy's shot?
Is that guy's shot?
He just, like, he's over there. I'm going to just do a flying kick,
yeah,
and see if I can knock Arnold down.
Correct.
I mean, how many times am I going to get this opportunity?
Not many.
And if he's square onto you, there's no way it's happening.
Right.
So you just come flying in from the back. And then, yeah, then security piles on this guy. I feel like he did take his shot at it, but what a weird situation at an event in South Africa, of all places.
All places. Like,
someone decides they're going to drop kick Arnold Schwarzenegger. That can't be good for... There's no word on what has happened to this person since.
No.
I mean, they may have disappeared from the face of the earth. I have no idea.
I don't know the rules in South Africa for trying to dropkick the former governor of California. I don't know if, like, how that works and if there's things you got to follow over there that are different than the United States.
Meanwhile, Arnold, at 71 years old, still massive.
Yeah, oh, God, yes.
See his biceps?
Yeah, he's huge.
Oh, my goodness.
It's huge.
He's still a big dude. Yeah, he looks old. But his
torso, enough work done.
He looks like he's got a lot of work done on his face anyway. But his biceps are all him.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd go for that if I'm.
You know what that guy said as they were hauling him away?
I'll be back.
I'll be back. never gets old.
Yes. I don't know why I didn't see that one. The whole time I'm just watching the video of this thing, I didn't even know I was throwing you a layup there. I'm gonna take that alley and stuff it.
That's right.
69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. We will shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. Anything you want to riff on. And I guess we're number one, but did we need to be? We'll explain next.
Fesco in the morning.
I don't know what this is.
What is gonna say? What is today's?
I kind
of
like it, man.
I didn't 70s even type
sitcom
this in.
Music. What is it?
Retro funk.
It kind of sounds a little like Parliament, man.
Now that you mentioned it, it's a little retro funk.
It is a little retro funky.
693
going on today too.
69306 in the Protein House. Eat with a Purpose text line. We will shout it out coming up in just a few minutes. Anything you'd like to discuss, and we're an hour away from your chance to win $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry,
it was
listening groovy, for that keyword.
Groovy retro funk.
At 7:30, 1,000 on the 30s, 7:30, 8:30, and 9:30. for your chance to win $1,000.
We're also going to give you your first opportunity at 7 today to qualify to win a Salty Iguana Backyard Fiesta. We're
going
to be doing a registration for the next month every day at 7:15, right, Ryan? And you're going to have a chance to win a Backyard Fiesta courtesy of Salty Iguana.
That's
They're going to
true.
Bring the Iggy's Green Go. The food truck's going to show up.
Food truck in your driveway.
In your driveway, in your backyard,
yes,
wherever they want to park it, man. So
we've given away a lot of cool things. This might be one of the coolest.
This would be awesome, man. Invite all your friends over because you're going to get like a party for 20, I believe, is how many it's going to serve. And the Iggy's Green Go is going to serve you.
Just making
and,
things up now?
I think it was a party
up
for 30, 20.
I believe
it's up to 30.
Up to 30, yeah. So you're going to have your chance to have the Iggy's Green Go in your
I think
parking
you just
lot,
tell your
right?
friends while supplies last. Is
yeah, just
your
get
friends.
Your ass down here. But, we're having a party in Salty Iguana's Catering, and they got the food truck. Man.
So, yeah, carve out 7:15 for the next month because we'll play a sounder. And then you call and you get registered.
You get registered to win.
That sounds very simple.
I like
That's
it.
Cool.
And you don't walk away empty-handed. Everybody gets $20 if you get registered.
That's right. So there you go. It's even better. Everybody's going to get $20 to Salty Iguana who registers and an opportunity to qualify to have the food truck party in your backyard.
I'm looking forward
that's
to that.
That's the horn on the food truck,
it
I believe.
It is. Correct. Correct.
So you know it's coming.
I don't know if that's
it's accurate. It's kind of like the ice cream truck.
Right.
The Iggy sounder.
Mm-hmm. Except that's when the right Iggy sounder goes off, there's actually food in the truck.
That's
not
true.
Like the ice cream truck. When the bell goes off, it means it's empty. Mm.
That would be a home run.
I'm not sure why we needed this. I don't like the fact that now this is going to force something else. But the Chiefs are the official NFL team of the state of Missouri.
I'm glad Missouri's got everything figured out that we've got time in Congress to go out there and nominate a favorite team for the NFL.
They've
right?
got nothing else that could be distracting going on in their political side of things.
I've been
right
out
now.
Of town. I don't know what was going on. So
112-22, the Missouri House of Representatives voted for the resolution making the Chiefs the official NFL team of the state of Missouri.
Well, you know what's going to happen in about a month or so. Well, I guess it's not going to happen about a month because Missouri, I believe, is a half session type of deal where they're going to have some breaks coming up and whatnot. So the next time that the Congress in Jeff City convenes down there, they're going to be nominating the St. Louis Blues as the official hockey team of state of Missouri.
This is they want to. There's also a resolution to make the Cardinals the official baseball team.
Oh, is there?
This is all stupid.
Yeah, it really is.
One, again, the Chiefs are the only team, so it makes sense.
This sounds like such low-rent, small-market crap, doesn't it?
You can't then split.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Split and pick a baseball team. There are two of them in the state.
Yes.
They're both the official teams of Missouri.
I mean, it's just ridiculous, man. It's like it's nonsense. It's like childish. Well, I'm going to make this the official team of the state.
So this is when 41 Action News, Stephen Dial was in the room as the resolution was debated. He said a St. Louis lawmaker said she would vote in favor of the resolution if the legislature agreed to make the Cardinals Missouri's official MLB team.
Guess we won't get your vote, lady.
What? Stop. Yeah. Stop. Get after real stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I know it probably is a 10-minute deal, but like let's not waste the time.
10 minutes is much more than it should be.
Right. I agree. Like, it shouldn't even be discussed down there. We got one football team, one hockey team, and two baseball teams. Let's call it a day and let's everybody move on and go back to, you know, the boot heel or wherever it is in Missouri that you're from that you're coming up with these resolutions and trying to figure out, you know, who the official football team of the state of Missouri is. There's one team.
I mean, it's already
the University of Missouri. I mean,
There's some political friction right now too in the state of Missouri.
There's a little bit going on,
and this is where we're at. And by the way, on top of the other stuff,
look over here.
Let's get the Chiefs as the official team of Missouri.
Right.
I'm done.
I'm good. We're good. That's a good day. That's a
and
good
need
day.
Debate for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And the good day in Jefferson City to make the Chiefs the official team of Missouri. If we're going to mock St. Louis, I'm good with it, but this doesn't feel like it's mocking St. Louis. It feels like there's more coming, and there's going to be a fight in the state house over which team is the official baseball team of the state of Missouri. How about the one that won the World Series head-to-head and has been to two World Series since the Cardinals have last been to one? I don't know. That's just my take on that. Let's shout it out. 69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. What do we got today, Ryan?
913 says clean the grill yesterday, and that's something I should do more often.
Can I ask how people are now cleaning the grates on their grill? Because you're not supposed to use the brush because those little bristles fall off and they're getting stuck in people's teeth. I actually had
what
Laura Morris's husband Todd was cleaning the grill, got one of those Brussels, and
Todd,
and it stuck in his teeth. And so, if I didn't know actually a person that had that happen to, I'd be kind of the same way.
Do you know another person?
I don't, but I've seen it on the television before. So, like, what are people now using?
That sounded so old.
To clean their grill, like, what are you using now? Are you using the brush? Are you using the other end of that brush? Like, what are people using
your
now
mind?
For the grate? I got to know. I was thinking about this yesterday, or not yesterday, but last week I was out there cooking some chicken on the grill, and I'm like, I got to clean this thing. Like, what
you
do I
say,
use?
You spray something on it, right? But you're like, well, what? I don't know what's in that spray.
I put that on there.
Could just clean it every time I use it.
More harmful than scraping it with the metal brush.
But what do you scrape it with is what I'm asking.
I have a metal brush with a scrapey thing on the backside.
So you use a scrapey thing on the backside?
Scrapey
then?
Thing, and then I go wire brush. Yeah.
Oh, so you do the wire brush. Yeah, you're going to get those things caught in your teeth, man. You're going to lose your chompers.
That's fine. I don't believe that.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, I know somebody that it happened to.
You know one person.
That's right. How many people? Well, do you know?
That's enough.
That's why I'm not afraid to do it.
Right. So I know one. I'm like, I don't need to get those wire bristles stuck in my teeth.
Wow, you're really soft. 913, the simplicity of pigs in a blanket is beautiful. It is true.
I'm talking a bun as the original pig in a blanket.
I didn't start putting cheese into the blanket until, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 years ago. I feel like I was missing out.
So you got pancakes, cheese, and sausage all rolled into one?
That's not what I make a pig in a blanket out of.
You go croissant?
I go croissant. Croissant.
Croissant.
And it's a hot dog. It's not sausage.
Oh, so you can go pancake, sausage, and rolled up. That's a pig in a blanket.
I don't think so.
Yeah. There's various takes on pigs in a blanket.
Pancake feels more like a quilt than a blanket.
Well, it does, yes, depending on how big the pancake is.
More like a duvet.
Mm-hmm. You know? A duvet cover? Yeah, you're the sheet guy, man. You know the terminology better than anybody.
I don't need to cover the duvet.
We will literally argue about anything, says the 816. Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's see. 816 also stepped on a Lego, then cat puke.
Oh wow. That's a twofer.
I don't know that I'm buying that, though. I mean, I'd like to say I believe you on that one, but I'm finding a hard time believing that happened in back-to-back, like, times.
816 says, I don't find that hard to believe at all. You should go down to my basement. It's just a minefield of cat vomit and Legos. 816, I didn't know what TCBY stood for until last week. Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, the country's best yogurt?
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Someone says use an onion to clean the grates.
Oh, I have heard that, yes. But then does all your food and stuff taste like onion?
Someone says, well,
your eyes burn like when you're cutting onions?
Probably not.
Plus, then you have to have an onion around.
Right, yeah. Like,
who's someone else that? Says he knows a guy who had that happen to him, Bob. He got stuck in his throat. He almost died.
Oh, man.
He almost died.
Wow. So does that change your opinion of using that wire brush on
not
your grill?
No? Not even a little bit.
You're one of those guys who walks around in life going, never happened to me.
Yep.
Right? Like, that's like, are you doing everything to prevent things from happening? Never going to happen to me. I don't need to worry about that.
I feel like I've added years to my life not having all that anxiety and worry.
Okay. Fair enough.
Wandering around, oblivious to the world.
I wish I could be like that. Like, I really do. I wish I could just walk around and not have a care in the world and just be, you know, carefree and fancy fleet or whatever they say.
Pretty nice. I'm not going to lie. 913, I'm a school principal with 3 days left, and the kids and the adults have lost their minds. Wish me luck.
Who has lost their minds, though, more, though? Has it been the adults or has it been the kids? Because I feel like it's usually the kids. The adults had a lot of snow days this year to kind of cope through school with. So I can't imagine
they're just
the
ready
adults,
to be done.
But they are. They are. Everybody's ready to be done at this point in time. But who is generally more wired this week of the year? Is it the teachers or is it the students that are more wired?
Students. The light at the end of the tunnel is right there.
Yeah. But it is for the teachers as well, Ryan.
No, there's a lot of stuff they have to do before the year's over. Like, there's a lot of anxiety that builds for these teachers.
That is true. There's a lot of the end of your paperwork
and
things.
One of the busiest times of the year for
them. Got to take down your classroom and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mad respect.
Well, I mean, they're sending out the letters to the parents to come help.
I love the teachers at the end that just kind of go, all right, kids, you're going to help take down the class.
Right, that's what you're doing.
Like, they're just menial tasks. Like, well, if they're going to be out of control, at least I'm going to use it to my advantage.
That's right. I asked my daughter the other day, I said, so what'd you guys do in school day? She goes, well, we helped the teacher take down all of her stuff and start packing up the classroom and things like that. I'm like, boy, the whole times don't change.
We had
someone
who was like, Monday's our last day with backpacks. Like, what do you mean? They're like, they told us not to bring anything after Monday.
A lot of suggestions for a ball of...
I guess you're done then. I don't know.
lot of suggestions for a ball of aluminum foil to scrub the grill.
Oh, that's a good idea, too. Yeah, all right. Hmm. Okay, cool.
Can it make a noise?
Yeah, I can hear that noise. It just doesn't sound right, yeah.
Rest in peace, Grumpy Cat. I'm still mourning that one.
That happened years ago, didn't it, though?
No.
Grumpy Cat died Friday.
Dude. Oh, no kidding. I was out of town.
Body's barely cold, Bob.
I had no idea Grumpy Cat died. Man, hey, look, when I leave...
He was only seven.
When I leave, man. I'm lucky I saw Arnold getting, you know, tag-teamed out there or drop-kicked or whatever it was.
Well, you couldn't stop watching that.
No, I couldn't stop watching that one. That was like, all right, I'm glad I saw this.
I have a friend. He's, like, in his 40s, and every time we, you know, would venture to Price Chopper, he would run in and scream, "Quickly get in the chopper!" It was it's great to see people's reaction when they're in the parking lot hearing
that. That's good. I like that. That's really funny.
Standing at the door.
That sounds like something
I
would do.
Give me a hand! I have a terrible Arnold impression.
No, it wasn't. No, not at all.
Really beating myself up on this.
No, I think it's really good.
California.
They're all terrible. That was terrible, too.
It ended on a high note.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Turns into an Irish pirate, and then we're all...
California, my mateys.
That is today's edition of Shout It Out.
And why is every impression of Arnold somebody going, California?
Yeah, that's all I got. And I'll be back. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
The key play is coming up, and we have a drain of this next.
Fesco in the morning.
Time for the key play, brought to you by Broadway Deli, the official deli of 610
what
Sports
Radio. Is
this,
like, Radio? 80s game show music now?
Have Casio keyboard will travel.
It is.
Broadway Deli in the Crossroads, the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. Breakfast, lunch, they cater breakfast and lunch as well. Check them out, Broadway Deli, the official deli of 610 Sports Radio. We talked a little last week about Deontay Wilder, who threatened to kill his opponent, Dominic Brazil.
That's right.
In the heavyweight boxing match. And he was...
there was no threat about it. He was looking for the challenge.
Yeah. He was looking for the challenge of killing somebody because he could do that in boxing.
Yeah, it's legal. I'm going to go out there and murder this man.
Boxing wasn't completely happy with him, but, you know, the fight went on, at least for, like, less than a minute.
Brazil was stumbling a little bit. But credit to Brazil for having the character to throw with him. And,
Wilder hit Brazil so hard! They are feeling it in Brazil! Mamma mia! What a
on Showtime, Deontay Wilder with the knockout.
Hit him so hard they're feeling it in Brazil.
Yeah, really good Jim Lampley call.
And that was very quick. If you got the pay-per-view on that one, that's one where you're like, okay, this is it. It's over.
Is that worth your $50 to watch that?
No.
No, not at all.
That's what you paid for. That's what you wanted.
You wanted, like, in 10 seconds in, that guy just destroyed the other guy?
It was like 15 seconds in.
Oh, all right. Well, you got 2 minutes and 15 seconds for your pay-per-view.
You got the previews. You got all the hype. You got all the fun leading up to
definitely
it.
Definitely worth it. Definitely
your
worth
buddies
it.
All threw down 10 bucks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, definitely worth
I'd
it.
I'd pay 10 bucks to watch somebody get beat that quick.
That quick?
I'm fine with that.
All right. All right. For $10?
I go for the atmosphere.
Right. Yeah, there you go. And then it's over. Like, everybody, like, who bought a ticket, that thing now just mills around for
the
next 2 hours.
I would much rather watch that fight than watch Mayweather and Pacquiao hug it out.
I agree. No, I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree. I just feel like longer you get more for your money.
You used to tune in for Tyson's 30-second knockout.
You did. All the time. Yeah. That was a must-buy in college and everything like that. Every time he fought.
Threatened him, and then, 2 minutes, 17 seconds, boom, done.
Yeah, the guy's gone.
That's what we all tuned in for.
Yeah. Did you watch it on Saturday night?
I did not, because I couldn't find anybody that wanted would let me throw $10 in to get it.
I'm not paying the 50, but 10 bucks, I'll throw $10.
I didn't know. My wife had her Hanson weekend this
weekend.
That's
right.
So
that's
I had
right.
the kids all to my own. So
sure.
They're not boxing fans.
I think it was a Golden State game or something was going on, so I had that on, and then SportsCenter came on afterwards, and they actually had the knockout already. I was like, okay, because usually it's, you know, still photos or whatever. So I was like, okay, cool. So I saw it. Without watching the fight.
Were you watching the game before that?
By the way, free on Showtime, too. So it's not like...
Right, if you have Showtime. But
I don't have Showtime, but yeah. It was like the Golden State game.
Oh, okay.
I think it was after that. Because I saw it and I was like, wow, that was quick. Because usually they don't have the highlight that fast. And
right.
I had it. I'm like, okay, I've seen enough.
Yeah, done. That's it.
Through the knockout.
Well, you don't need to see the lead up to the knockout or anything like that. You just need to see the guy get destroyed.
41-0-1 with 40 KOs now for Deontay Wilder.
Well, the good news is nobody died. the good news is
I know you
were
died. Really well, concerned.
I
mean, he's
disappointed. I was. I was like, this guy's threatening people's lives.
Brazil's disappointed.
Is he? No, why? No, he's not. He doesn't even know where he is still. No. Yeah, no, he's fine. He took his check and ran. As long as he's not dead.
Feels like that's it. The ending of the story was no one died.
No one died. Yeah. And at the end of the day, no one's dead. Back to you.
All right. I guess you can be mad at Jason Lockenfora again. Wrote a piece at CVSSports.com.
Sometimes I think he does it just to troll us. Like, he's got it in his mind that he's going to write this stuff anger us.
I feel like this is a national narrative.
You do?
Yeah,
okay,
I totally do.
I don't understand this narrative.
2019 NFL predictions, a way too early look at who will be the division winners and the playoff teams. So pick the Chargers to win the West.
Of course.
Okay, fine. It's trendy to do that, right?
It is. It's funny because we were out in L.A. for the weekend, and I was talking to the bartender, and I mentioned the Chargers. He goes, oh, they play in San Diego. I go, no. I said, they play in Los Angeles now. We were in L.A., Orange County, I guess, not technically Los Angeles. They get mad when you refer to that area as Los Angeles. It's Orange County.
Go f*** yourself, San Diego.
And I said, no, they play here now. And he goes, well, for how long have they been playing here? I said, well, the better part of 3 years now they've been.
What? Was this in the news?
They've been back here in Los Angeles. Oh, really? I didn't know that. I go, yeah. See, you and how many other millions of people that are living in the greater Los Angeles area have no clue that the Chargers are even playing in that city. I was stunned. I like, what? You don't know that the Chargers are playing here? Here in your town where you live? He goes, well, I thought they were in San Diego.
They haven't been made the official team of California yet.
I guess not. No, yeah.
So Lockenfora had his wild cards as
Well, see you later.
Kansas City and Baltimore. Shocking, right?
Correct,
he had Baltimore in there. But he had the this was his write-up on the Chiefs. Chiefs defense scares the heck out of me. And if Tyreek Hill is banished from the league, then good luck getting another 50 touchdowns out of Patrick Mahomes. Okay, fine. Frankly, I could see this team taking a major step back given the leadership drain in the locker room.
What?
But ultimately, I figure Mahomes and Andy Reid are good for 10 wins.
I agree with that.
Which is where you should
I think
be.
I said that the other day. I think if you get those two out there, you got 10 wins automatically.
I think there will be a narrative that there will be a leadership drain in the locker room because Justin Houston and Eric Berry are gone.
Yeah.
I believe that that is a national belief.
I believe that belief is wrong, and I'll tell you that because I've talked to people inside the organization.
I do too.
I think Eric Berry's not a leader. I mean, we got to stop thinking that.
A couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
A few years ago, yeah. Those were the respected locker room guys. I don't think that was the case last year, and I don't think it's going to be. Now, maybe there's a void of who steps up or who has stepped up that we don't necessarily know of. Yet,
I think what we've seen on social media, Tron Matthew is really already stepping up as a leader. I mean,
he's
going to
just
right?
poke his nose in there and take over this thing. But it's not a drain from last year to this year.
Correct.
It's not.
Maybe a couple of years ago. You're right about that, Josh. But last year, and I know this for a fact from talking to enough people inside the organization, Eric Berry was one of those guys that kind of just sucked the life out of everybody because nobody knew what Eric Berry was going to do from day to day. I mean, when we played that soundbite, he is literally day to day, and we were kind of mocking the Chiefs as an organization. They didn't know what was going on with Eric Berry. That's literally what it was. I mean, he would walk in one day and say, yeah, I'm going to play. Walk in one day, say, no, I'm not going to play. Like, you never knew where you stood with Eric Berry. So for
it's
people to
day to day
to paint him as like this leader and the Chiefs are going to be down and void of leadership because Eric Berry's gone, that's just not the case. I think this organization as a whole, it feels relieved, like a big weight's been lifted off their shoulders that Eric Berry is no longer part of this organization because they just didn't know how to prepare week in and week out because part of the week they thought they were going to have Eric Berry, then part of the week they didn't think they were going to have Eric Berry. And
literally,
you know, he was a guy that, you know, in 2014 and 2015 when he was playing, yeah, he was a leader. He was somebody that you wanted around. He was that type of guy. But he hasn't been that guy now, Josh, for maybe half a decade or something in Kansas City. Hasn't been that leader for the last couple of years. And so I think that's a false narrative that is being put out there by Jason Lockenfora and whoever else wants to believe that there's going to be a void of leadership in this organization because Eric Berry's gone. Justin Houston never was a leader. He was never that guy, and that's fine. Not every good player or superstar has to be a leader, and not every leader or superstar is the best player on the team. But for people to think that this defense is going to be void of leadership because Eric Berry is no longer on the team or out of their absolute mind and flat out 100% wrong because Eric Berry hasn't been a leader for the last couple of years for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, but I think Do you agree with me, though? I think that from a national perspective, that will be looked at that way.
Well, sure.
You lost veteran leaders, really, over the last couple of years off that defense.
Well, who else did they lose besides Eric Berry? Derek Johnson. Derek Johnson, you can look at as a veteran leader. Sure.
So I think that they're looking at you lost veteran guys. Now what?
Yeah.
These are guys you've known as Chiefs that were here. Were in the reality, in the shorter term, one wasn't available.
Right.
And the other one never had a huge voice. It was a lot of follow me.
Sure.
And also he played off of Eric Berry.
Right.
Like he and Eric Berry were a really good tandem. Mm-hmm. Well, the one guy was gone. You couldn't. So I don't think there's going to be a void of leadership.
No, not at all. I think that. And that's why I'm telling you it's a false narrative.
Can you say the defense scares you and without Tyreek Hill, this offense may take?
Yeah. No question.
Those are fair criticisms. The leadership part, I don't agree with.
Yeah, I think that's just a big false narrative that's being put out there by the national media because it's an easy way to, well, they lost Eric Berry. They clearly lost a leader, and that's just not the case. Like, I'm not trying to take a dump on Eric Berry because he's not here anymore. I'm just giving you the reasons why, and every time I talk to somebody, it becomes more and more clear. Eric Berry was just really not part of this team at all last year, and the organization, for better or worse, I guess for worse, spent all season wondering what was going to happen with Eric Berry, and if they just moved on from Eric Berry last year, maybe they would have been in a better spot for that championship game than waiting on whether or not Eric Berry was going to be a player or part of this Chiefs organization.
Your chance to win.
I trusted you.
A one-night stay at the Sheraton. That is the 7 o'clock hour prize, just for listening. Give stuff away at 7, 8, and 9 o'clock. Find out details in just a couple of minutes. And we've all had a bad take before. This one, though, pretty bad. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.